Hi, welcome to the Itchy Ears podcast, a podcast that serves you with the best trends from across the globe. And this is Muela, your host. Oh, am I home? I think the sky caved in. On today's episode, we talk about me, myself, and I. So this is a Get to Know Me episode of the podcast. So I asked my listeners and my friends to give me a list of questions they want to ask me or what they want to know about me. And I got quite a number of surprising questions which I'm going to answer on this episode. So let's get started. Psst, psst. Yeah, you are. I just want you to know that this podcast is not edited, you know, because I'm just talking and it's not scripted and I'm just going with the flow. Okay, but before we get started, I should do a brief introduction to myself. So I am Muela. I stay at Dantoman, Accra, Ghana, West Africa for those listening outside. And very friendly and extrovert for that matter, caring and crazy with an interesting personality, I guess. So that should be right about it. Let's get started with the questions. Okay, so the number one question that I got was, what is your full name? My full name is Samuela Ya Amoa. And for those listening outside of Ghana, Yaa is a name, a local Ghanaian name given to girls born on Thursday. Right. The next question, what is your zodiac sign? I'm a Pisces. What is your current relationship status? I am taken. How tall are you? I'm 5'8". How many tattoos or piercings do you have? Okay, I don't have any tattoos yet. Yes, I don't have any tattoos yet, though I'm trying to get one. And I have only two piercings, that's on my ears, for my earrings as a girl. Right. Do you speak any other language aside English? Well, I speak Gwan, which is my mother tongue, my native language. And I know a little of Turkish and a little of Korean from Duolingo, an app that helps me to learn languages, and from movies. So a little of this and that. Right. So what is your favorite hobby? Okay. I love to podcast as I am doing now. Yes. That's my favorite hobby recently. What do you fear the most? I fear going to hell because I do not want all my like efforts as a Christian to go in vain. So I pray to the Lord God Almighty to forgive me and take me to heaven, because heaven is dope. What do you value the most in life? That's a deep question. Okay, so I value bonds. The bonds you have with people, the kind of connection you have with people will either take you places or something. Like, that is what I value the most. So I do not want to destroy the kind of great bonds I have with people, be it my mom, my friends, my partner, anything, anywhere. Yeah. Do you love your podcast? Of course. If I did not love my podcast, I wouldn't be podcasting right now. I mean, although it's somehow stressful, like it's stressful just even start a podcast, but I love what I'm doing right now. Next question, what are the two things you want most in the world? I want equality in all aspects, whether gender or occupational. I just want equality and happiness. Right, I just want happiness for everyone and equality for everyone. Next, what is the worst pain you ever felt? Okay.
The worst pain I think I've ever felt was when I lost my dad, yes, 5 years ago. That was like the worst. Apart from that, I cannot compare any other pain to what I felt around that time.
Okay, next question. Have you ever been involved in an accident or broken any bones? Okay, I have been involved in an accident quite about like 8 years ago. Yes, but I haven't broken any bones. Okay, what is your favorite food? Okay, so locally, my favorite food is fufu. And continentally, pasta, which is also spaghetti. Right. Next question. What color is your toothbrush? Okay, I got really interesting questions. Wow. If I can remember, my toothbrush is a purple. Right, yes. It's a purple toothbrush. Next question. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why? Okay, so any animal from the cat family, because those people like the lions, the tigers, the jaguars, they're like very fierce, wild and calculative. Like the way they carefully take their steps into like going for their prey is very, very calculative, and I would like to be that animal probably my next life. Next question. What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Okay, immediately from my bed, I just take my phone, which is very bad, I know, but I just want to see if I have any emergency messages to reply to or to check my reminder, you know, to know what I'm supposed to do for the day. So I check my phone the first thing I do when I wake up. To describe yourself in 3 words. Okay, as I said earlier in my introduction, I am creative, funny, and versatile. What is your biggest addiction? I am addicted to coffee. I was addicted to coffee. I mean, I couldn't go a day without like 2 cups of coffee, one in the morning and in the evening, but I got really sick. And though I still take coffee, but not as much as earlier on in my life. What is your favorite movie? I don't have a favorite movie, but I have a favorite country that I watch my movies, which is Turkey. I love Turkish movies. Okay, next question. What is your religion? Christianity. I'm a Christian and I go to church on Saturdays. Okay, so I feel the next batch of questions is quite personal, and I'll try to answer some. Some questions are really, oh my god. Okay, let's see if I can answer a few of them and then wrap up. Okay, so are you a virgin? I think this is something I'm not supposed to answer a yes or no to the public. It should be like a one-on-one question and answer. So whoever said this, please see me in my DMs and ask me that, because okay, so what is her opinion on a threesome? Oh crap, god, guys, seriously. Okay. I don't think I would ever engage in one, because I don't think it's good for me to engage in one. Like, why should I share mine? Why should I even? No, I don't feel it ain't right. Well, to some of you it's okay, but to me I would not. Right, next question. Where are you sensitive the most? Really? Like, really, guys? Okay, let me just educate. So in humans, or like a social research, it has been proven or recorded that the that the clitoris of the female reproductive organ, right, is the most sensitive part of a woman's body. So I don't think y'all should be asking me that question, because that is the most sensitive part of a woman's body. I'm sorry, god, what is this? Next question. Oh, most of the questions in this section are like sexual. Okay, let me look for something I can answer. Are you a boobs or ass person? I'm not a guy, so how am I supposed to choose between any of that? Really? What should your dream guy be like? Oh, like my crush or something. My dream guy should be my dream guy. Like, perfect in my own sense. Not perfect in the general sense, but in my own sense. Next question. Do you think it's healthy to have a relationship with your best friend? Oh, okay. So this is like a general something. Well, I have no say if you want to go into like a relationship with your best friend. If you guys think you're like comfortable with each other and sexually compatible, like, yeah, go for it. Why should I discourage you or something? But it would be unhealthy if you guys are doing unhealthy things. I mean, like, you know. So that should be it. Is sex important in a relationship? That's the next question. It's a relationship, not marriage. So sex shouldn't be important. If you make it like the major thing in a relationship, like, many people don't want sex, you know. It's not about sex these days. It's about like the bond, the love, the trust, even the money. So I don't think if you prioritize sex first in a relationship, it's going to be long-lasted. No, it wouldn't be long-lasted. Okay, I think I have said my peace of mind on that question. Next question, what are the main things you need from the person you love? Oh, okay, I need tolerance, because I am a very stubborn and annoying person, and I cannot control myself sometimes, so I need tolerance. And, commitment. You should be able to commit. Next question, what is the most embarrassing thing that has... Oh, okay. So, you know, in high school, that is SHS. I fell down the stairs. Oh, crap. School had closed, right? And we were all going home. And I don't know who pushed me or whether I tripped, but I fell down the stairs and I injured myself. And instead of people to help me, they were laughing at me. Like, the way I was shy, and I just like got up, shook my dress, went home. Like, I didn't even look at nobody. Like, nobody. That was the only embarrassing thing that has like ever happened to me. Well, I'm waiting for more though, because as far as I'm still alive, more things are going to be embarrassing. So I'm waiting for them. Next, what's your favorite sex position? Oh god. Okay, so I'm not going to answer like this kind of questions, because they are teenagers and kids who actually listen to this podcast, and I don't want to like brand my content explicit or for legal ears only. So, you know, I think if you want to know the answer for this questions or this kind of questions, you should see me in my DMs on Instagram or on WhatsApp, and you know where you can find me on Instagram. Right, who are your best friends? Oh, I thought you guys were not asked. So I have two best friends, Heidi Sewa Sintim and Blessing Asadu. Blessing Asadu makes like lovely cakes and cupcakes and all other like pastries, you know. So you guys can check her out at baked_by_inshira on Instagram. And trust me, you wouldn't be disappointed. Next question, what is the name of your partner? Oh, you guys want to know like personal questions, like really personal questions? Okay, so the name of my partner is Cornelius. That is the name of my partner. That wasn't hard to say. Do you lose your temper easily? Okay, so I used to have like, I used to be quick-tempered. I used to get really angry like very easily, but I think I kind of controlled it, because now I don't really get angry. I just like go silent. not like the silent treatment though, but I just do not respond to what you're saying. Oh, I just go like, okay, yeah, sure, okay, that's it. So yeah, what kind of parents do you think you'll be? The bomb ass mother, the coolest like mother ever, and then someone my kids can trust and tell me stuffs, cause, and the craziest parent. What's the one thing you would like to change about yourself? I think being 18, right, has like made me realize a lot of things about myself, because when I was, let's say, 2 years younger or 3 years younger, I used to really have like low self-esteem, and I really wanted to change certain things about myself and about my surrounding. But like being 18, I've come to like accept everything as it's supposed to be, you know. So I don't really have like something I want to change about myself right now. I just want to develop myself. I don't want to change myself, because I accept myself to be who I am. So I just want to develop into a good person. That is it. So I'm glad I'm 18 and I've been able to mature according to my age. Okay, so I think this incoming question should be like the last. What drives you the most? What drives me the most? Like to do something? It wasn't quite specific, but okay. What drives me the most to involve or engage in something? Passion. Determination and support. So before I can engage in something, I should have passion towards it. I should be like very determined. I should be able to see myself like greater, like in what I'm doing, not just something I can just do and then throw it away. And support from my friends or my family or for myself, I should be able to have these three things driving me before I engage in something. So finally you guys know something, at least something about me. And then if you feel I haven't answered any question, or you have more questions you want to ask me, feel free to DM me on Instagram or leave it as a comment on any of my posts on Instagram, and I will be sure to answer them probably on a part 2 or like in any other podcast that I want to record. Or if you know any of my friends, you could like send them the question and then they could give it to me or personally text me. Either way is fine. Now this ends the Get to Know Me, Myself and I podcast, and it's your girl Muela, your host again on the Itchy Ears podcast. As you heard, this ends the Get to Know Me, Myself and I podcast, and it was fun answering all your questions. Stay tuned for more on the Itchy Ears.
I got the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
Who got the sauce?
I got the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
Who got the sauce?
I got the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce.
Okay.
Don't tell me you've tasted anything like this. Don't tell me you felt this fire on your lips. Fancy body lover rubbing on you, yeah, you're rubbing on. Put some ice on my body, yeah. I got the recipe. Hit 100 degrees. Better get on your knees. Strip, gon' have you begging for my love. My love, my love. I'll have you begging for my love. My love.
Who brought the sauce?
I brought the sauce.
Who made the sauce?
I made the sauce.
Who got the sauce?
I got the sauce.
What's in the sauce?
I am the sauce. Who brought the